Welcome, everybody.
Well, hello.
Hope everybody's doing good this week.
I know I am.
Are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I'm not at the lodge.
Yeah, it could be better. We could be at the lodge, you know. my husband's shutting the door. He doesn't want to listen to us. So I'm Jacoby.
And I'm Heather.
And together we make a
Jether.
You're listening to Jether's Random Stuff on this fine Friday in February, first Friday in February.
Oh, goodness.
I hope everybody had a good week. And
that Super Bowl.
Then there was the Super Bowl. Yes.
Cody loves Super Bowl.
I love the Super Bowl, especially when the Patriots are not in it.
That is a good year.
Like, you know, 90% of Americans.
I actually watched part of the game.
I am super impressed that you watched. Did you only watch it for the commercials?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
They weren't that great.
They weren't.
There was a couple. I was trying to remember a couple of the funny ones, but I did think the Tide one was kind of good because it kept going.
Yeah. Yeah. The Tide one was pretty good. I did like the one with Jason Momoa in it just because I think he's funny, but
yeah.
Yeah, and the Reese's one, the Take Five. Did you see that one?
No, I did take a few naps.
Oh,
not gonna lie.
Okay.
Yeah, my couch is more comfortable than I wanted it to be because I didn't buy it. Like, I bought it online.
Yeah.
On purpose, because the whole goal on this was that it would be velvet, it'd be pretty.
Yeah.
I didn't spend a lot of money on it, so it was disposable.
Yeah.
Like, if the cats ruined it. And I was thinking not recliners. I didn't make a tall back, so that way we would not be comfortable when we watch TV, so we would not fall asleep.
Right.
And it didn't work. It's really comfortable.
I think, you know, it's easy to make yourself comfortable, though, you know, when you're watching TV and,
that's true.
You just kind of start getting sleepy. And
but I watched the whole fourth quarter.
Good for you.
And it was really exciting.
It was very exciting. So my son is a 49ers fan, so unfortunately his team lost. But
I really felt like Kansas. They needed to.
Yeah. It's 50 years since they've been there. 50 years. So
so they needed to.
Yeah. They deserved that. It's still, it had been 25 years since San Francisco was there too. But
well, they can win next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can beat the Patriots.
That's the beauty, is that you always get another chance.
Now, is Tom Brady still playing this year?
Yes.
He signed up again
for
another season.
Yes, he did.
How old is he in football years? Like 70?
Yeah. He's pretty old for a quarterback.
Well, you know? I know in basketball years, once you hit around the 30 range, you're pretty much considered elderly.
Yeah, yeah. He is. He's an elderly quarterback. Player.
Yeah. For me, I'd want to go out on the top of my game.
Well, maybe he's waiting till he wins one more Super Bowl. They didn't make it this year, so maybe he wants to win one more and then he'll retire.
Sorry to listeners who are Patriot fans. I am not. So I kind of hope he never wins another one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, so we have a story for you guys today. Oh, and we also have to do the saying.
We need to explain that. Do we want to explain it at the beginning or the end?
I think
from
we're
last time.
I think, okay, do you want to explain the and then we'll do another one at the end?
Yes.
So the...
We did Wall of MSG.
It was the Wall of MSG. Nobody emailed us.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Nope. So no points will be given this week.
No points will be given. So the story on the Wall of MSG is that Heather and I were driving to Richland for a lodge trip. And we always pass by a restaurant.
Yes.
And we forget about it until we see it again. But you remembered this year and like, oh, we're not there. We haven't passed that Chinese restaurant, and it's actually literally called the Great Wall of China Buffet.
Yes, that's what it is called. It's a huge China buffet in Richland.
And I am kind of allergic or very food sensitive to MSG. Like immediately after eating it, I get sick.
Yes.
Like bad sick. And so we were driving and Heather said, oh, wait, there's the Wall of MSG.
Yep. And that was it.
Because we would never go there because I would,
Yeah, Kobe can't do Chinese
food. I can't do the Chinese food.
There's actually a lot of Asian foods you can't do.
Yeah, I can't
because
have...
Because you're doing soy.
I can't have soy, so that cuts out a lot of stuff.
Yeah, not very much Asian food.
No. So I've avoided it my whole life.
I think you could have Korean.
Maybe.
I don't think there's a lot of soy or any soy in that. I'll have to look into that.
We'll have to look into that, yeah. So I've always avoided it.
You probably like some gobi.
Even though it would probably be really good to my taste buds.
for a half a second until it,
until it hits
else.
My digestive system That's and so it good. Revolts.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So that was what that was about last week. At the end of the episode, we'll give you another saying that we have.
Yes.
On the phone. And hopefully I have to, I'm going to have to write them down because they're in my text messages
I know, and they're
from you.
So far
and
up.
And you and I text so much that they're going to get hard to find here.
I know.
Pretty soon. I'll write them down.
Yes.
Like later, like sometime. Okay. So we're going to go back to the 19th century.
Okay.
The 1800s, for those of you that didn't know that. Britain had a routine of when they had a bunch of convicted criminals, they would, because they didn't have room for them, sometimes they just put them all on a boat and ship them over to the United States.
Oh, they would.
To kind of get rid of them.
Didn't they do that with Australia, too?
Yeah.
That's how Australia got populated.
Yeah. So, you know, they just don't have room. And they're like, you know what? We don't want you here.
There would be some issues with this because now they're sending their biggest badasses criminals off their island, which they're thinking is a great thing.
Yeah.
What if they have to go to war against these people? They just sent the biggest badass people to go against
them.
Well,
I don't think they're big badass people. I think they're poor people that, you know, didn't have any other way to.
I'm picturing mob people.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
These are just down on your luck people, I think, you know, that were starving. So they stole, you know, a piece of bread and then they went to jail kind of thing.
And then they sent them to America.
So then like, oh, punishment. You have to go to America.
So not a punishment anymore. It's
not anymore.
No.
Okay. So then when they would arrive in the colonies, the convicts were sold like slaves.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, they were sold. They don't call them slaves. They called them indentured servants.
That's right. They have to.
Indentured servants.
They have to pay their way with their.
Yes,
work.
They have to work it off.
Yes.
So it's only for a fixed amount of time. It wasn't forever. So you have this term that you have to work as an indentured servant.
That makes sense.
So during the 18th century, the American colonies and the West Indies were the most popular dumping grounds for these undesirable people that, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, just dump them off. Don't need them. So this is how our person of interest this week, her name is Sarah Wilson.
Okay.
This is how she arrived in Baltimore, Maryland in 1771.
There's a lot of Wilsons in this world.
There are, yes.
Yeah.
So she was a criminal of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she got caught for. She was a maid in Buckingham Palace, which I would think would be a pretty sweet job, right?
Yes.
As opposed to other jobs you could have. You would think that would be pretty.
Well, it's already really clean.
Yeah.
So and you're just maintaining it. And you're probably one of 50.
Yeah. Maid. It's not like you're having to do it yourself.
You're probably on the same table and lamp the whole time.
I was going to say, you're probably in charge of like one corner of a room. Like, you know. So she was a lady in waiting for Queen Charlotte. So she.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She was high up.
Yeah.
Because the ladies in waiting are usually friends with them too.
Yeah, they get to go in their rooms and help them get dressed and do all that kind of stuff.
Well, they gossip with them.
Yeah,
it's like they're closest thing to a friend.
Yeah, so that's a pretty sweet gig, but she had light fingers.
Uh oh.
And she got caught stealing some of the queen's jewels and gowns. You can't get away with that. It's at Buckingham Palace. They know what jewelry and clothing they have.
I mean, even
where were you going to wear that gown?
They didn't have computers then, but they had they knew every last
they
little
did.
Thing.
Because you didn't have very much of it. It was all very precious and special. And
it's been passed down forever. I mean, like Queen Elizabeth II right now, she still wears crowns and tiaras and jewelry that was passed down from.
Yeah.
Because that's the longest monarch family in the world.
And so, and plus the jewelry and the gowns, where is she going to wear that stuff? Like, seriously.
Well, apparently
or
in
maybe
the Americas.
Or maybe she was going to try to sell it and get money for it. That's a better idea.
You know, no, I want to see how the story goes.
Okay.
I have an idea.
Okay.
How I would like it to go if I had a bunch of jewels and I was in a brand new world and no one knew who I was.
Well, I don't think she got to keep it.
Okay, well, let's just see.
Okay. So she was tried and convicted and actually sentenced to hang because theft was a crime that was punishable by death back then.
Okay.
You get dead.
And she had some pretty sticky fingers.
Yeah. So luckily for her, though, her sentence got commuted to, quote, penal transportation, which means get on the boat.
And good luck.
Going to America if you survive their freaking boat trip over, right?
Well, at least it wasn't in the 1700s. It's 100 years later. They got a little better at that trip.
I hope so. I hope so. Okay, so she got to Baltimore to take off the ship. She got sold as an indentured servant. But she was not going to do that. So she escaped after only working a couple of days. She's like, peace out.
All right.
Oh, she did manage to hang on to some of Queen Charlotte's belongings.
She did. She's a smart girl.
She did.
That's what I would do if you go into a new country.
So this is what she did. She dressed up in the Queen's clothing and jewelry and claimed to be Queen Charlotte's sister.
Ooh.
This is a long name. Princess Susanna Caroline Matilda of Mecklenburg-Strelitz.
She probably should have came up with a little better name than that.
You know what? It sounds royal, I think.
Sounds wordy.
It's wordy and royal.
Queen Victoria.
Well, they would have, you know, cut it off at Princess Susanna, I'm sure.
Okay.
So she explained her presence to be in the colonies because the royal family was having some kind of a quarrel. And there was a scandal. And so she had to temporarily leave Britain until things calmed down. So that's why she's in America. This is what she's telling people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how did they know?
Well, the lack of bodyguards.
Or anyone else.
Any royal servant.
Anyone.
They always have their, what do they call it? Their secretary or something? Or what do they call it?
They're like assistant people.
That follow them everywhere.
Yeah.
And even their kids have them.
They even, like the person that like holds the umbrella over you and stuff. Like, where's that person? Right?
Yeah, there's like probably an entourage of like 30 people for one royal.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't even have like a
not one
horse or anything.
Or a carriage.
Yeah.
She doesn't even have a glass... slipper.
She doesn't have a glass slipper.
Well, maybe she does. I don't know. We don't know.
Exactly I don't know. We don't know
does.
Yet. Yeah, all right. Sure. So while she was a maid at Buckingham Palace, she was very observant and she watched the royals and all their mannerisms and how they behaved and the etiquette and all of that. So she kind of picked up all that stuff so that she would know how to behave.
So she looked a little legit.
Speak like they spoke and all that kind of stuff. And she managed to pull off a pretty convincing imitation of a royal person. And
it's
she.
So funny if the royals came.
I know.
And she. Sorry.
Yes. And she duped many of the colonels into. Oh, colonials. Sorry, not colonels. Colonials.
Ooh.
Into believing that she was really a princess. And she managed to convert that into a life of luxury for herself. So.
Really?
Yeah. So for years, Princess Susanna traveled up and down the American colonies from New Hampshire in the north all the way down to the south of the Carolinas. So she was hosted by government officials, wealthy Americans, social climbers, and everyone that wanted to be her friend because they thought she was a royal princess. And so everyone wanted to, you know, get in that inner circle.
Well, yeah. That's
right.
They just didn't know she didn't have a circle.
Right. Yeah.
My goodness.
So she got gifted many considerable sums of money by promising royal appointments so that she would like say, okay, I will come to your event or whatever, but you have to pay me like money to show up like celebrities do now.
Well, that's true.
You know, if you want me to come to your party, you have to pay for it, for my presence, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the job I want.
I need that job.
You need to pay me to show up, right?
Yeah.
Just show up and sit there and have a glass of wine. You're going to pay me $5,000.
Oh, it's going to way more than that.
Can you imagine?
I will sit there.
I will drink a glass of wine and I will sit at your party for 15 minutes and you can pay me $5,000 and then I'm leaving.
Take as many pictures as you want with me.
That's my dream job. Okay.
Well, we'll have to just keep reaching for that.
People were also like give her stuff and pay her and stuff because they thought maybe she would put in a good word for them with the king and queen, which
she can't.
But she can't because she
doesn't actually
know.
Well, she did know them.
She
worked
know
for
them.
And
she
then
did
she
know
stole
them.
From them.
Yeah. So I mean, they do know her.
I don't know if they're going to put a good
but they don't really have any correspondence going on.
And they're really not going to probably take her word as a good thing.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, shoot. She also took out a bunch of loans because you have to keep up your lifestyle, right?
And you need money to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And she didn't have any.
How do you take a loan out back in the 1800s? Like,
they had banks back then.
Yeah, but how do they, if you take off, how do they even find you? It's not like they can
track.
Don't
they have like bounty hunters back then too?
I don't know. I mean, because there's no, you don't have a social security number or anything. You don't have any.
When did that come into play?
Social security numbers? Mm-hmm. I do not know. That's a good question.
Because that's the 1800s.
Maybe when they invented the Social Security Administration.
Because then they would have to have a way
of
tracking everybody.
But still, you don't have a computer or anything. So, you know, it's not like
how that worked when
it's not like you can capture her on a traffic cam or something.
No. That is so weird to think about that. Because they've had Social Security numbers before computers.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. I wouldn't want that job.
So, and she also bought lots of luxury items on credit from merchants and shopkeepers and stuff because they'd let her because they thought she was a princess and they wanted her to wear their stuff. So
they also knew she probably was good for the money if she was a princess.
Well, yeah, they knew they'd get paid eventually, probably even though they didn't.
Never did.
So her scam finally ended when the guy who bought her when she got off the boat found her.
Oh, shit.
So he caught her and took her back to Baltimore. So he must have had someone out looking for her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But it took him a long time to find
her.
Yeah,
following her around and stuff. So he caught her, took her back to Baltimore. And this, it doesn't say how much time passed from when she arrived. So she arrived in 1771. And then it doesn't say how much time went by before he finally caught her. But 4 years later in 1775, she escaped again from him. She's a wily little thing,
yeah, she
right?
is.
Made her way up north where she married a British Army officer during the American Revolution. So, yeah.
So then she got herself back in Britain?
So, no. So then after the Revolution, they stayed in the newly independent United States. Why would she go back? I mean,
yeah, that's true.
You know, they shipped her over there and they, you know, were going to hang her too. So,
yeah.
Why would you go back there? After the war, she vanishes from the historic record. Nobody knows what happened to her.
So she's after just like, she got married, she
after
vanishes.
She got married, there was never another mention of her in any record again.
So we just assume she lived out her life as a normal person?
I guess. She got married and hey.
She had some really good jewelry and some clothes.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming they took that all away from her. I don't know.
How did she even get it when she got off the boat the first time? How did she able to take it with her?
I don't know. She must have smuggled it. I don't know how she smuggled that out. You think they would have searched her before she got on the boat, right?
If I had a bunch of priceless jewelry, I would have tried to trade maybe one of them for my freedom right off.
Yeah.
And then I might have taken some other ones and probably bought a house for myself.
Well, if she took it and she had them hidden too, she could say like, okay, if you don't hang me, I'll give you this one necklace back or whatever. Like bargain.
See, she could have bargained a little bit better on this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Well, anywho.
Yeah. I don't know what
she
the
got to
is
live
here.
She got to live the high life for a few years.
That would be kind of fun.
Yeah. It would suck to have it taken away, though. You know, you get used to that, and then it gets snatched away from you.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either.
No. No.
Huh.
So, okay. Are we ready for our next phrase?
Our jetherism.
Our jetherism. So,
I don't know if we're going to do that next one because the next one's kind of.
The next one's not really.
We've already kind of talked about
that
one.
We've talked about that one already. So.
And the one we're referring to is Wendy Knows You're Here.
Yeah, Wendy Knows You're Here.
And we've already talked
about
that one.
We talked about that one. Yeah. So we're going to skip to the third one here.
Oh, God.
And the phrase is, pretty good hammer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a lot we can do with that.
Pretty good hammer.
Pretty good hammer.
So that's all we're going to say about that one. I don't know if we're doing the one that's after that.
Is that one pretty bad too?
You tell me if we'll do that one because that one's up to you.
That one's up to me. Oh, God.
Okay. So that's the phrase for this week. Pretty good hammer. So
pretty good hammer.
Guys, let us know what you think that means that we mentioned on our trip to Richland.
Yeah, we're not doing the next one.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if you wanted, if we were going to say that one
or not.
That
was funny.
It was super
funny.
That
one gets to stay just with us.
But we're not going to say it.
Not
so,
on
okay.
Okay. But the next one we can do.
Okay.
After that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we will do that next week. We have some plans tonight.
Yeah. We got, we're going to be watching some basketball, some prep hoops. Is
yep.
what they call it.
Oh, is that what they call
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's prep poops.
Okay.
For high school.
Sounds like you're saying prep poops.
Hoops. Hoops. But speaking of the poop, though, my poop shoes work great.
Oh, good.
I sent you a picture of them, remember?
You did send me a picture of the poop shoes.
Yeah. Basically, they're just these little booty covers.
That's, you know what? That's brilliant. It's a brilliant idea.
Because you, once you're done, you peel them off your feet when you're on the safety of your patio where there is no shit.
Yeah. Heather's talking about picking up her dog poop in the
yes.
backyard. Anyone that has dogs and has to pick up poop, Heather has a great idea.
I really do. And if you have dogs like mine that shit like a horse multiple
yeah.
times a day, and then her favorite thing to do is to walk in it and smash it down to the ground so you actually don't, it looks like it's just dirt.
Ugh.
Because I used to have beautiful grass in my backyard.
Yeah.
I don't have as much now because she's really tore it up. The new dog has tore it up pretty good. But
yeah.
anyway. I don't see the poop. I just think it's one of the bald patches in my, and I walk on it. No, it's smashed poop.
And you're like, oh, yuck. Now
yes.
it's on my shoe.
Yes.
And you know how hard that is to get out of your shoe.
It's impossible. I literally have to use a toothpick.
Oh.
In hot, hot water.
That's so gross.
And then you have to wash whatever you just washed it in.
It's so gross.
It's disgusting. So you just get, yeah, I got them off Amazon. I got 500 pairs of them. I think I only spent like $12 and they had them in 2 days. It was amazing.
Yay, Amazon
I
for the win again.
And so you just put these on over top your shoes. You walk around the yard to your content. And then when you're on the safety of your patio, you peel them off, put them in the damn bag with the shit.
Yep.
It's done. And you can walk in your house proudly.
And your shoes are
no
all
ashamed,
nice.
Not ashamed at anything. Mm-hmm. And your house doesn't smell like shit either.
That
because
is perfect.
It happened once where I didn't realize it, and I walked through the house.
Oh, no.
And Merlot was just as bad because she walks through it all the time. You have to clean that dog's feet
oh.
every time after she comes in the
yep,
house.
Yep, yep.
Gross.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Gotta love pets.
They're so fun. They're so fun. One of my cats, Token, he's been... attempting to hack up a hairball for like 3 days.
Oh,
he can't get it out. And in the middle of the night, he's on my bed making that noise. And that wakes you up instantly.
I was just going to say, that's better than an alarm clock.
Instantly.
You hear an animal throwing up anything.
Yep.
It's instant because you want to make sure this is not in a place that you are going to be impossible to clean.
And it's always, they're on my bed.
You
like
know,
right next to me.
Okay, where's the worst place? Worst place you've ever had to clean something like that out of?
Oh my gosh.
I got mine. Mine's
well, the
100%.
worst time is when it was right next to my bed and I didn't know it and
oh,
I got up and
in
stepped
it.
In it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stepping in it's not fun. I've stepped in puke and hairball and dog shit.
Yeah.
Before. But yeah. my worst one for cleaning
yeah.
was the vent.
Oh,
your
no.
air vent. And especially at my house because my air vents do not come up easily
oh.
because of an issue years ago when one of my kitties, Moonshine,
yep.
very small, and these came off very easy. And she knocked the thing out of there and decided to go crawling in the crawl space underneath the house when she was about
oh.
A month and a half old.
Yeah.
And then couldn't get back out.
God.
So after two additional adults coming, my sister and her husband, and then Thor.
Yeah.
Two going into the crawl space, and my sister and I going to all the vents, trying to figure out where she was coming out at. Of course, she didn't come out the one that was opened.
No.
She was pushing on another one.
She
so
was like, ah.
But we got her out, and then after that, we literally earthquake waxed, because it's all on tile.
Yeah.
To the floor. these do not come off easy. And of course the pukage happened after that.
Oh.
So then I was trying to pry this thing up so I could get in there and clean it. Because of the thing you're thinking is like, so am I going to breathe this now?
I know. Is all of the air going to like
have these puke particles in it?
Yeah.
Then I'm just going to inhale.
Just going to inhale cat puke, you know?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Till the end of time. Yummy.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, that's almost worse than when they squat and pee on you while you're sleeping in the middle of the night.
I've never had that happen.
I've had that happen.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
I've never had that happen.
And it's almost like you can't believe it's happening at the time. Like, is the cat really, I'm like, you're asleep and the cat's literally squatting and peeing right on you.
It's kind of like the gallon of water at the lodge.
Yeah.
Which I don't think we even told them about that.
I don't know if we did.
I am very picky about my water.
Yes.
I like the, and actually we'll continue to bring water to the lodge because we tried their tap water and it's fine, but it wasn't like what
we
liked.
Of the water down there just, it doesn't taste right.
It's like stale.
It's like chemically or plasticky or something. Wrong. I don't know what's with the water.
So we're
down
used
there
to certain water. So we were bringing our waters in and we had our huge luggage cart going and it was stuffed to the hill. And I thought I was being smart by putting the waters in Kobe's bag because it was open and it was going to hold it.
But yeah.
It didn't work too good.
And we were going slow too.
Oh yeah.
And and we got into the lobby and one of the jugs fell off and they both fell off. One of them broke and Heather picked it up thinking it was just a crack because sometimes they'll crack at the seam and just leak a little bit.
Yeah.
But you picked it up.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, it's broke. And then you picked it up and the water was literally just gushing out as fast as possible because it was broke.
It was like Niagara Falls.
It was. And you're like looking around going, oh, no, it's really broken.
I seriously didn't know what to do.
And you panicked and then you ran outside. It's raining outside.
Yeah, so I thought that was good.
So you ran outside.
But then I literally stood outside the door like an idiot, like, okay, now what do I do? What do I do? And by the time I finally made it to the garbage, the water was pretty much out.
Yeah.
Because it was going through three cracks. That's
and
the worst part.
I'm literally standing in the lodge looking out the glass doors, watching Heather run back and forth, not knowing what to do. And all the front desk people,
which is like five of
them.
They
were sitting there. They didn't even look up from their freaking phones. They were just sitting there. And I'm like, why isn't anybody like helping us or anything?
No, it was so funny.
And then you come back in and the other one also got cracked. I don't
which
think
we didn't realize that till we got up to the room after Kobe's.
It had a tiny leak in the bottom, so she put it back in my bag.
Yeah, I didn't know.
We
I had
continued upstairs,
and then put all our stuff away.
Putting our stuff away, and you pulled the water out, and you're like, oh no, it had a leak in the bottom.
Yeah,
and we're like, oh, so we had to set it upside down in the sink, and then I pulled all my bag out and had leaked water. The only thing that got wet.
The best part.
The only thing wet was the crotch on every single pair of pants that I had.
Nothing else got wet but the crotch.
The crotch on all of my pants was wet.
So Kobe got to borrow some of my jammies that night while her crotch of her pants dried.
And I laid them all out all over
so
they could dry.
We should have taken pictures of that.
We should have took a picture of that. That would have been a perfect picture.
I mean, I felt so bad because I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to. I mean, just like last year, I gave your phone number to the stalker.
Yeah.
This year, I put the water in your bag. I'm not going to put it in my bag.
I don't want the crotch on my pants to get wet.
No. That's what best friends are for.
Yeah. I wasn't quick enough either to take a picture of you with the water spewing everywhere.
Which I'm shocked because I stood there for, it felt like I was there for a few hours holding this water.
I did take a picture afterwards of the slippery caution.
If you're wondering
caution,
what the slippery light. Caution sign is, that's what it's from.
That's because Heather dropped the
if
water.
If you zoom in, you can see the water on the ground. Standing water on the ground.
Yeah.
Because it was like, and I can wring my clothes out.
I'm thinking later, after we check in and they tell us, oh, don't worry, Wendy knows you're here.
Oh my God.
And then we drop this water and then something else happened. And I'm like, do you think that before we come, they have a staff meeting to just talk about that we're coming and all of the shit that happens when
we come.
I swear all the shit happens when we're there. Like
it does. does.
None of the other guests have these issues that we have.
No, but look how well known we are there.
I know. They don't seem to not like us, though.
They do seem to like us. I mean, we're treated like goddesses.
They are. They're so nice. And so I imagine all of them in a staff meeting, like, talking about us.
I can imagine them saying, okay, these are our special guests. We mean special in all the right ways here. So accidents are going to happen.
Yeah.
They're clumsy.
They drop stuff.
Yep.
They drink a lot.
They spill stuff. Because I remember I spilled wine on their carpet last year.
Oh, yep. Yeah, you did.
Right in front of Wendy.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Yes, you did.
Yeah. Brand new carpet. This place is brand new.
Yeah. I steal, you know, people's food. It's the bartender.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, she did. The bartender actually was brought these bread.
Well, they were extra. They're like, these are extra. They didn't want them.
Okay, but what she's not telling you, they put them behind the counter on the... Like,
and
them.
I was like, that was the night we drank a lot. And then we had that dip, that avocado, like cilantro,
that was
lime
good
dip.
With
that was
the
good.
Something fries.
We had sweet potato fries.
Like JoJo,
yeah. And, but I'm like, oh, are those extra? And I like grabbed one. And I'm like, oh, it's so good. And then she didn't seem like she was mad.
She eventually put the whole thing up there for you just to continue to eat them.
I only ate two, though, and then I put it back.
I know. That was really good.
I didn't realize it the next day. I'm like, did I steal somebody's breadsticks?
Oh, my gosh. And then...
I don't know.
We are so exhausted and tired from a whole day of drinking, and we're just like, oh, okay, we just got to go to bed.
Yeah.
Because it's so late. And I remember texting my husband right before we were about ready to just pass out on the bed, and it's 7:58.
He was like, we're going to bed now.
We are the party animals.
Yeah, we're hardcore. We're super hardcore.
That was Thursday. We did better the rest of the week. We always have a day that we kind of just go for it a little bit more. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the day.
And that's when, that was the day I joined the launch, or not launch ship, Goose Ridge.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, we weren't there for very long.
Made an impression.
We didn't even finish our tasting there.
No, we didn't. We only got two because we wanted to get the launch ship.
Yeah, we had to hustle and then get back to the lodge for the wine.
Yeah,
because
we had an agenda.
Yeah.
And we just lost track of time.
Yeah.
That's why we're going for a week next year.
Because there's so much to do.
I know. It's so much more Food Network. And we're going to order a lot more room service next year.
Yeah, I think we've discovered how we just... need to know how to order. Like, we can't order off the menu. We have to just, you know, tell them what
we
want.
Call down there and say, okay, who's our special receptionist today that is assigned to the Jethers?
Who's our assigned concierge?
Here's what we're allowed to eat. Can you have them bring us something yummy?
Yeah.
As a surprise.
Yeah, surprise us.
It could be a smorgasbord of many different things.
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
We'll do that.
Yes, we will. And we're going to learn how to drink a little earlier in the day.
Yes, we will.
Thank you. Because we just have to do it. We're not going to suffer until 3 o'clock.
No.
I'm going to bring a small shot, little thing of, like, maybe we'll bring a little thing of Patron.
Oh, okay.
And that'll be our medicine the next
that
morning.
That could be.
Just
yeah,
one
yeah.
shot each.
Just one little shot. I have those little tiny ones. We can bring those.
Oh, see, there you go.
Perfect.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. If you want to take a guess at our secret phrase, go right ahead. You can email us at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. You can comment on our webpage, jethersrandomstuff.com.
Or even our Facebook.
Or our Facebook. Send us a message on Facebook. We love that.
We do love that.
So hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll see you next time.
All right.